Hare Krishna. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyanandana Salakya Shakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So, I have the good fortune that a sadhu has come to visit me. The sadhus are thoroughly dedicated to the absolute truth. They are sadhava. And the absolute truth based on Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the principal literature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So we are here discussing and currently the world knows my health is problematic, and the symptoms are also progressing naturally. The good fortune that we are facing is something I just discussed with Maharaj offline, because I wanted to also have a few words of exchange without camera. And one of the things we discussed was that because as a Vaishnava we live a sinless life, therefore there is nothing to fear, there's nothing to hide. We know that Krishna, Nirchisarva Rashitsaham, that it is Krishna himself who in the form of death takes away our material body. And therefore, ultimately, we understand we're facing Krishna. So what is more auspicious than that? Kind and merciful Krishna, who is surely going to accept us. There is no doubt. I cannot say that I never made mistakes, but then again, I tried not to. I tried to sincerely serve and to follow spiritual standards. So whatever mistakes may have been there, I pray to be forgiven. First of all, by all the Vaishnavas. If somehow or other in my dealings with you I have made any mistakes, then please forgive me. I did it unintentionally. And due to lack of maturity and experience, so Bhaktivikash Maharaj is an intimate servant of Srila Prabhupada, who is very sincerely trying to represent his divine grace and the entire parampara. Bhaktivikash Maharaj is a parampara man, is a man who is very much focused on Siddhanta, and that Siddhanta remains preserved, just like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was Virudhapa Siddhanta. He would expose any deviation and strongly speak out. So we are knowing Bhaktivikash Maharaj in that way as a guardian of the Siddhanta of our Sri Sri Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So I'm blessed that Maharaj has come here, and I'm also blessed that all of you are present here via video. So, at the end of life, we realize that we need blessings more than anything. So I'd like to request you.
I come to get your blessings. Last chance.
I'm asking Maharaj to please shower me with his blessings, and all of you as well. I need them. I can't go empty-handed. I have to go to Krishna and bring in something. So your blessings will be greatly appreciated.
That is your humility.
I don't know.
I'd ask you, Maharaj, about your realization, and you just spoke a little bit about that, because it's presumed that someone who throughout their life has been cultivating Krishna consciousness both philosophically and by serious practice, it's expected to get so many realizations throughout life, but now as death of this body is facing you, it's expected that those realizations will become very solid. And you said in four words, "I have no fear." Not everyone can say that.
Yeah. But it's truly, I think everyone can come to that point of saying that if we try and dedicate our life to the teachings of Srila Prabhupada sincerely, because then in the end we have a beautiful life. In the end we have a life which is free from all unwanted activity, all unwanted sinful reactions are gone. So this is our good fortune. It is Prabhupada has truly created our good fortune.
As he said. Now, Maharaj, I want to ask you something to clear some doubt which might be in the mind of some devotees. You've really given yourself tivrena bhakti yogena ever since I've known you, which must have been from the 1980s. You've been fully, powerfully into Krishna consciousness. You're sannyasi, you're initiating. What about the, what we might call the ordinary devotee, or the less noticed devotees? Can they come to this stage? Those who are chanting at home, is there hope for them? Or can they come to this stage where they're facing death and can say, "I have no fear. I'm in Krishna's hands"? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I think we can. You know, as Maharaj was mentioning tivrena bhakti yogena, the opening words of that verse, akamasarabhava, right? Whether we have material desires or not, right, we can take to tivra bhakti, to undiluted devotional service, to we can engage in pure devotional service. That is the process of pure devotional service. We may not be able to just immediately realize sudha bhakti in our heart. That's fine. We can ignore these material desires, to not act upon them. We can be honorable grihasthas, and no sexual activities beyond once a month maximum after duly engaging in garbhadana sanskar. Dharma viruddha bhutesu kamasmi varasama. So, if we simply act like that as a grihastha, then we will not become entangled. And we can live an honest life in service. Even when we are working in a job and maintaining a family, we can maintain a Krishna conscious household. And that is pure. That is pure. So being a sannyasi is one thing. I was attracted to the sannyas ashram because it gives a complete focus. It is the ashram that just focuses on 100% dedication. So that was very appealing to me. But at the same time, the other ashrams are requiring that sometimes we make adjustments for material reasons, and that we have to invest time and energy in based on material obligations. That's fine. But within that Grihastha ashram, no sinful activity, and we just engage in devotional service and engage our family in devotional service. And yedina griyate bhajana dekhi griyate kalokabhaya, then the entire energy of the spiritual world can descend into our home, into our hearts, and we can be eligible to go back to Godhead. And same result, we can turn to Krishna without anxiety, face death without anxiety. Yes, we are not these bodies. Yes, for everyone this day will come that we have to leave this body. So let us not live a dream. Let us regularly hear, so that our understanding of the Absolute Truth is strong, and in that way that we can remember.
The body, you just have to tolerate it for a little more time.
Yeah, it's no doubt. Yeah.
All right, I think we've taxed you, and we should move on.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
One thing, when you get more incapacitated, your lotus feet will be more easily available. When you can't prevent people coming. It's a trick of Krishna.
I see.
Then you just give out mercy unrestrictedly. The flow, as you get closer to the death of the body, the flow of mercy will increase and increase and increase. And just automatically, you've been doing that for years, but it'll just be obvious to all. It'll be a massive flow of mercy, which everyone can take advantage of. Hare Krishna, all glories to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Kadamba Kanan Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Bhakti Vikas Maharaj ki jai.
All